Alan Brown, John. 31st of December, 2009. I stepped down in dying light from the table on which I stood on this last day of a decade, screwing in a low-energy bulb, a token of somebody's scheme for empowering me to be good and to play my part in small ways. But the online newscasts reveal hour by hour how the larger thieves go on playing a different game to pollute and cloud over our days. The naught years have gone to their end, like supplements gladly thrown in with spent bottles and cartons and cans to a green good citizen's bin. The media historians will recount to us how we all lived, the garments celebrity wore, the musics we should have preferred, and which reputation survived an acclaim they did not deserve. But we already know the score. When the bulb has brightened, I read in hard copy broadsheets of wars that extended and raged unresolved, of treaties saluting the need for the brokers of power to stay rich. Through these last 10 years, famine gripped regions out of humanity's reach. The measures we could have applied to plant hope in a field of defeats went ignored, where the drowned-out song of long marches down monitored streets. However you try, it's a task to retrieve fast-vanishing fact from among coloured spreads which maintain all you want is our visual world. We allow you to see but not learn, and not think, and above all not act. In ingenious graphics, a dance of computerized death fills the screens where the language of management rules, cloaked in mantras which conceal the crimes of its ignorance. Though my writing's a hapless scrawl compared with 4 decades ago, it might serve to cite one surprise from the final hours of this year. On a train stopped by seasonal snow, on a Circle Line platform, all eyes leaving tabloid headlines to fall on the middle of nowhere, most hands clutching cell phones, this occurred. Something moved in front of our feet where we sat in dull silence. A bird. Through doors open wide to the air, where we'd halted at Edgware Road, perhaps to find out where we were, the creature hopped in and patrolled past our bags as it foraged for crumbs. Then the voice called, "Doors closing, the train is about to depart." All it had was its grey urban wings to fly out at around waist level and scare waiting customers, landing again near a flickering platform ad. It was not out to symbolise the shortness of all our lives with this 3 minutes exercise. It just took the liberty of renouncing our heedless faces, getting out while the going was good, not desiring to stay on and be conveyed to too many more places where you clicked on democracy to find freedom was a strict law and choice was compulsory. Knowing what it was all about, it appeared to forsake the entire shebang of our 21st century of terror and doubt, and its call was important to us. There were wisdoms we might acquire from its take on our decades' events. Where such powerful evils desire to target us for their own aims, could we not ourselves form a flock, migrating to common sense? Are the limits of reason reached, where affirmation may only be said to exist in football chants, in New Year's sieges of stores, in flagged parades of the dead? Has each truly affirmative cause become a mere shrug of despair? I am sorry to fear, now it's dark, that only the worst lies ahead. though the least we could show from now on is an odd affirmative spark.